From Sundress Media Productions, this is Spectrum 360. Welcome. Your Spectrum 360 host is Mark Skogman. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. and online anytime via podcast. Thank you for listening for the next hour. Spectrum 360 is progressive and features political talk and humor and also the arts and popular culture. Spectrum 360 starts right now. Let's get to work.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Any one of you who feels cynical, just consider where we have been.
You want the truth, you should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of, you.
This is information the world needs to know.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Thank you. Bless you. This is the end of the meeting. It's the beginning of the movement. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's right, folks.
Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360.
From the sun, white sand beaches, palm trees, surf, and pina coladas in the tropical and beautiful Tampa Bay area in the state of Florida, on the eastern coast of the Gulf of Mexico, this is the radio program Spectrum 364. Monday, the 7th of January, 2019. This is the first radio program Spectrum 360 of the calendar year 2019. Welcome. I'm your Spectrum 360 host, Mark Skogman. Co-executive producer and co-host TK Weeks is off this week. She will appear again on next week's program on January 14th, Monday. Spectrum 360 is copyright by Mark Skogman. I'd like to say hello to some of our listeners tonight. I'd like to say hello to Edward Marriott and others that are listening to the broadcast this evening. You can listen to the Spectrum 360 radio program weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on these stations in Tampa Bay. AM 1340, that's WTAN-AM. AM 1350, that's WDCF-AM. AM 1400, that's WZHR-AM. FM 104.1, that's WTAN-FM, and FM 106.1, that's WZHR-FM. Or by live stream at www.tantalk1340.com. Remember to listen to the Spectrum 360 webcast MP3 file anytime. Go to spectrum360media.com. Click on the program date of your choice or any special interview and play the program. On Spectrum 360, in this edition for Monday, the 7th of January, 2019. Segment 1, the news summary since the last Spectrum 360 radio program a week ago. Last program was our New Year's Eve program for 2018. That was Monday, 31 December, 2018. And now it's Monday, the 7th of January, 2019. So this will be the first news summary of this new year. And Happy New Year to everyone, our listeners and everyone else. Happy New Year from the Spectrum 360 radio program. And then segment 2, the future events calendar. Pre-recorded this week, hosted by program co-host TK Weeks. She does a fine job with that future events calendar every week. And you will find out about events that you want to attend on the future events calendar. So do it. Keep listening. And then segment 3, as usual, the Jim Hightower commentary for this edition of Spectrum 360 on the subject of paying to protest. What? Paying to protest? Well, that's rather interesting. We'll have to see what that's all about. Yeah. So, and then segment four, it's a recorded and live segment. We are going to do two film reviews, one of the film Vice and the other of the film Bohemian Rhapsody. Can you believe it? Great films, and we will review them in segment four, in the final segment for this week's Spectrum 360. So that's the program. Remember to like Spectrum 360 on Facebook, and also, of course, remember the Spectrum 360 webcast. Like us on Facebook if you would like, either at Spectrum 360 radio program, or Spectrum 360 video, or Spectrum 360 media. Take your choice. Do all three. Yeah. Do all three, right? You want to make sure you do a thorough job of that. So, like everything on Facebook. So, let's take a break and we'll get right to the program. First segment after this.
Need an antidote to the progressive blues? Want some good news about how grassroots folks are rebelling against the corporate powers and winning? Well, here's an easy-to-swallow pill for you, the Hightower Lowdown. Hightower's monthly newsletter will give you the lowdown, even as it lifts you up. It's 4 pages a month, jam-packed with facts you can use, actions you can take, and Jim's own Texas humor, all for only $15 a year. To become a lowdowner, go to HightowerLowdown.org.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Web on Saturday afternoons because it just got a whole lot better. Instead of giving you 1 hour to talk sports, we give you two. The most entertaining sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area, the Sports Web, is going 2 hours on Saturday afternoons on the Tan Talk Sports Network, WTAN, 1340 AM. Bring your passion, bring your excitement, just don't bring any nonsense. Hosted by Peter Blake and Sean the Sports Don every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 PM on the Tan Talk Sports Network.
Hi, this is Bruce Wright
and Jorge Angulo
with Revolutionary Road Radio Show on the Tan Talk Network, and we're on Monday nights at 10 p.m., and we just want to let you know about a holiday drive we're doing to support orphaned girls in Sierra Leone and the refuges work with the homeless. You can support this effort for the holiday season by going to paypal.me/therefugefl or call 727-278-1547. Sponsored in part by St. Petersburg Community Acupuncture and
Angulo Law Office.
He's brought us to the brink of nuclear war. Accused of obstructing justice at the FBI and of violating the Constitution by taking money from foreign governments and threatening to shut down news organizations that report the truth. If that isn't a case for impeaching and removing a dangerous president, then what has our government become? I'm Tom Steyer, and like you, I'm a citizen who knows it's up to us to do something. It's why I'm funding this effort to raise our voices together and demand that elected officials take a stand on impeachment. A Republican Congress once impeached a president for far less. Yet today, people in Congress and his own administration know that this president is a clear and present danger, who's mentally unstable and armed with nuclear weapons. And they do nothing. Join us and tell your member of Congress that they have a moral responsibility to stop doing what's political and start doing what's right. Our country depends on it.
Feed the babies who don't have enough to eat. Shoe the children with no shoes on their feet. House the people living in the street. Oh, there's a solution.
This is the radio program Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 7th of January, 2019, the first radio program Spectrum 360 for the calendar year 2019. Thank you for listening, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your support. I really appreciate it myself personally. And now it's time for segment one, the news summary, live in studio. News items of interest to our listeners.
tonight, line items, tariffs, and bears. Oh, my.
And from Thursday, the 3rd of January, 2019, Democrats will take control over the House of Representatives as new members are sworn in on Thursday, the 3rd of January. And this has already happened. The new Congress is in session now as of Thursday. Democrats picked up 40 seats in the November election, while in the Senate, Republicans expanded their majority slightly to 53. Over 100 women serve in the House for the first time in U.S. history, including the first two Native American women, the first two Latina women from Texas, and the first two Muslim women. Palestinian-American Rashida Tlaib of Michigan will be sworn in on the Quran that once belonged to Thomas Jefferson, and she plans to wear a thobe, a traditional Palestinian gown, to the ceremony. Democratic Socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York is now the youngest woman ever to serve in Congress. One congressional seat will not be filled today. In North Carolina's 9th District, Republican Mark Harris was initially believed to be the winner of the race against Democrat Dan McCready, but the results were not certified amid allegations of Republican voter fraud. With this new majority, Democrats now have the ability to subpoena the administration and are expected to launch investigations into President Trump and his administration. In India, two women defied a centuries-old religious ban by entering the Sabarimala Hindu temple that had until recently been prohibited to women of reproductive age. A Supreme Court ruling in September overturned the ban, but Hindu nationalists, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP party, had opposed the ruling, and other attempts to enter the temple had been blocked. This is a women's rights activist, Tripti Desai, who herself was previously blocked from entering the temple. And this is what she said. The entry of women in today is a historic win for us. It is a victory of the movement of equality. It is a victory of women power, because after the verdict of the Supreme Court, the protesters were opposing the entry of women, and today that protest has been unsuccessful as the women have entered there. The women's successful entry early Wednesday came hours after throngs of women took to the streets in Kerala to form a massive 385-mile-long human chain protesting gender inequality and in solidarity with women seeking to access the holy site. The action, organized by the leftist government coalition in Kerala, brought over 1 million people, according to some estimates. Wow. A 385-mile-long human chain in India. Unprecedented, I think. I've never heard of one that long. And, of course, the federal government closure or shutdown is now in its third week as of this last weekend. The partial government shutdown is now in its third week on the impasse over President Trump's demand for $5.7 billion in border wall funding showed no signs of abating over the weekend. Trump threatened to call a national emergency if no agreement is made. And this is a quote from President Trump. We're looking at a national emergency because we have a national emergency. Just read the papers. We have a crisis at the border of drugs, of human beings being trafficked all over the world. They're coming through. And we have an absolute crisis and of criminals and gang members coming through. It is a national security. It's a national emergency. Democratic lawmakers swiftly condemned the idea, calling into question the legality of the move. Chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, called the idea a non-starter Sunday, saying if Harry Truman couldn't nationalize the steel industry during wartime, this president doesn't have the power to declare an emergency and build a multi-billion dollar wall on the border. On Sunday, Trump said he'd push for the construction of a steel barrier instead of concrete, presenting the idea as a compromise for Democrats. Trump also repeated the idea that Mexico would pay for the wall through the new USMCA trade deal, which would create billions in revenue for the United States. The USMCA has yet to be ratified by Congress. Federal agencies have been ordered to suspend planned pay raises for top administration officials amid the ongoing shutdown. The raises have been set up to take effect on Sunday after a long-standing pay freeze for senior officials lapsed. 800,000 federal workers have either been furloughed or have been working without pay since the government shutdown started. 380,000 furloughed workers will not receive back pay. And this is another news item from today. Meanwhile, Pentagon Chief of Staff Kevin Sweeney announced he was resigning Saturday. Sweeney's resignation comes just over 2 weeks after James Mattis stepped down as Secretary of Defense, publicly rebuking Trump's foreign policy moves. He is the third senior Pentagon official to resign since Trump announced the U.S. would withdraw troops from Syria. Pentagon spokesman Dana White also left her position last week. White had been investigated for ethics violations at the time of her departure. Also from today, in Jerusalem, National Security Advisor John Bolton said that the U.S. military withdrawal from Syria would only happen after ISIS is defeated and if Turkey would guarantee that they would not try to destroy U.S.-trained Syrian Kurdish fighters. Bolton's comments contradicted Trump's initial announcement after December 19th, ordering an immediate withdrawal and declaring that the U.S. had won against ISIS. At a cabinet meeting last week, Trump also contradicted his December announcement, stating, "I never said fast or slow." Bolton also said that the U.S. would absolutely assure the security of Israel and other regional allies. Bolton is set to meet with officials in Turkey today. Also from today, in Yemen, a U.S. airstrike killed one of the suspected masterminds behind the suicide bombing of the USS Cole in 2000, which killed 17 sailors and wounded at least 40 others. Al-Qaeda militant Jamal al-Badawi was indicted on terrorism charges in 2003, but twice escaped prison in Yemen. The airstrike and al-Badawi's death, which reportedly occurred on January 1st, was confirmed Sunday in tweets by President Trump and U.S. Central Command. In France, the Yellow Vest protesters took to the streets again over the weekend. On Saturday, a group of protesters in Paris rammed a forklift into a government ministry building, while violent confrontations between some demonstrators and police took place in the capital. A reported 50,000 people across the country came out as the movement is now in its second month of protests. On Sunday, hundreds of women organized their own Yellow Vest demonstrations in an effort to counter the recent violence and to highlight the economic issues faced by working women. This is a quote from protester Sophie Tissier. "There are thugs who slip into the protests, and they're mainly men, and we're telling them we, the Yellow Vest women, want to do something peacefully, calmly. We are calling for our women's rights to protest and to take part in the struggle. It's very, very hard for women in this society. It's mainly us who look after the children. We have lower salaries than men. Lots are employed in unstable jobs. It's much harder for women in today's society. It's a lot more difficult." The Intercept is reporting that the Senate, in its first legislative act, will take up a bill that aims to prevent opposition to the Israeli government by allowing state and local governments to boycott any U.S. companies which are engaged in a boycott against Israel. The Combating BDS Act is part of a multiple foreign policy measures contained in Bill S-1. It's sponsored by Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio and is similar to, though, reportedly less extreme than, a measure introduced last year by Democratic Senator Ben Cardin, which was met with condemnation from free speech advocates. The Intercept reports that 26 states currently have laws sanctioning entities which support a boycott of Israel, which can entail punishment of individuals working for employers subject to anti-boycott laws. Unbelievable. New clues are emerging in the serious case of U.S. diplomats in Cuba who experienced health problems after being exposed to an unidentified high-pitched sound in their homes. Scientists said Friday that the high-pitched sounds released in a recording by the Associated Press were made by crickets rather than a sonic or microwave weapon, as some have speculated. In 2016, staff at the U.S. Embassy in Cuba began reporting unexplained symptoms, including hearing loss, dizziness, nausea, and memory loss after hearing the sound. Last month, doctors in Florida said the diplomats had suffered physical damage to their ears, though the cause of the damage remains unknown. The State Department withdrew much of its diplomatic staff from Havana and expelled Cuban diplomats from the U.S. following what they believed to be a targeted attack. In Washington, D.C., a court of appeals ruled in favor of President Trump's ban on transgender people serving in the military. The decision overturned an earlier ruling by a D.C. federal judge blocking the policy for being unconstitutional. The ban, which seeks to restrict military service for transgender people who experience gender dysphoria, replaced an earlier ban on all transgender service members that was announced in July 2017. Other injunctions against the ban are still in effect. The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to take on the case. Incoming members of the 116th Congress made history Thursday as the most diverse group of lawmakers ever sworn in. Over 100 women now serve in the House, along with the most LGBTQ Black and Latino members in history. Meanwhile, Democratic Representative Nancy Pelosi of California was officially elected Speaker of the House, regaining the gavel she lost after the 2010 midterm elections brought 8 years of Republican control to the House. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is quoted as saying, "Our nation is in a historic moment. 2 months ago, the American people spoke and demanded a new dawn. They called upon the beauty of our Constitution, our system of checks and balances that protects our democracy, remembering that the legislative branch is Article I, the first branch of government, co-equal to the presidency and to the judiciary." 15 Democrats, including some freshman lawmakers, defected against Pelosi's speakership, either voting for an alternative candidate or simply voting present. As a first order of business, Pelosi and House Democratic leaders sought to end the partial government shutdown, passing a package of spending bills that would reopen the federal government without meeting Trump's demand for $5 billion for expanding the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. The White House immediately threatened a veto. Here's an item on some of the things that have already happened in the new Congress, the 116th Congress, with Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. House Democrats also approved a rules package for the new Congress that, among other things, imposes a rule known as PAYGO, which requires Congress to offset any new spending with either tax increases or budget cuts. Only three Democrats, Ro Khanna of California, Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, voted no. Critics say PAYGO is a conservative austerity measure that could hamper efforts to pass progressive legislation. And also, the House voted to create a new select committee on climate change to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, and to allow lawmakers to wear religious headgear on the House floor. That change will impact Ilhan Omar, a Somali-American Democrat from Minnesota who wears a hijab. Meanwhile, Washington State Democratic Congressmember Pramila Jayapal said Thursday she's been given the green light by Democratic leaders to hold hearings on whether to create a federal Medicare for All single-payer health care system by lowering the age of Medicare eligibility to zero. Both the House Rules and Budget Committees are expected to take up the issue, and Democrats are pledging to use the power of subpoena to investigate President Trump, the Trump Organization, and his cabinet. New York Congressmember Gerald Nadler, who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, said this week he may subpoena Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker over his role in seeking to derail Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. In South Carolina, two sheriff's deputies will be charged over the deaths of two women who drowned in a van that flooded during Hurricane Florence. 45-year-old Wendy Newton and 43-year-old Nicolette Green were in law enforcement custody at the time of their deaths after they had both gone to hospitals where they were involuntarily committed and detained. Joshua Bishop is charged with involuntary manslaughter, and Stephen Flood is charged with involuntary manslaughter and reckless homicide. And that concludes the news summary for this week's Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 7th of January, 2019.
Spectrum 360.
Pay no attention to the people in the street.
Let's go to segment two for this week's Spectrum 360, and that is the Future Events Calendar, hosted by program co-host TK Weeks. But before I do that, let's add some wonderful mood music for her wonderful Future Events Calendar.
Check it out. tomorrow, that's Tuesday, January 8th, at 7:50 a.m. at St. Pete City Hall, 175 5th Street North in St. Pete. Join Congressman Charlie Crist, community leaders, and former felons whose right to vote was restored with the passage of Amendment 4 for an event to celebrate Amendment 4's implementation. Following a short press conference, participants will cross the street to the Supervisor of Elections office, at which time newly eligible former felons can register to vote when it opens to the public at 8 a.m. And when you're done with that, also Tuesday, January 8th at 10:45 a.m. at the McDonald's on 4595 35th Street South in St. Pete, join Fight for 15 and community allies in mobilizing to support Yasmin James, the McDonald's worker who was assaulted by a customer earlier this week. McDonald's has a responsibility to provide safe work environment to all of its employees. Violence against fast food workers and women is a tragic reality today, and they're coming together to say this is the last straw. Fast food workers from all over Florida will be walking off the job and going on strike to support Yasmin and call for an end to the violence. Along with Yasmin, they will be inviting other survivors of violence in the community to share their stories and join this fight for a safer workplace. Also Tuesday, January 8th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Tampa Bay Foundation for Architecture and Design, 1315 East 7th Avenue, Suite 105 in Tampa. There's going to be a Tampa Mayoral Candidate Forum. I think there's about 100 candidates for mayor in Tampa, so go and get your first look at them. Another for Tuesday, January 8th from 7:30 to 9 p.m. at St. Pete Community Acupuncture, 1624 Central Avenue in St. Pete. There's going to be an Extinction Rebellion planning meeting. Come and learn what's going on with your local Extinction Rebellion chapter, Rebel for Life. They hope to have flyers and other things so that they can begin promoting an upcoming action, so come on by and get a bunch. These are critical times for the planet, and the people of Extinction Rebellion believe that nonviolent direct action is needed. Wednesday, January 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the James Museum, 150 Central Avenue in St. Pete, that cool museum I haven't gotten to see yet, the city is hosting a presentation on the state of the local economy. Hear how St. Petersburg drives economic competitiveness and prosperity indicators, and also discuss key development indicators for the next 4 years. Also Wednesday, January 9th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Good Samaritan Church, 6085 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, the Pinellas Chapter of NOW is having a meeting. The focus is preparing for a post-Roe versus Wade world. There's a strong possibility that Roe will be overturned and gutted within the next few years. So what happens when the federal constitutional right to abortion will be over? What's next? Members of the Reproductive Rights Committee will present the program at this month's meeting. So empower yourself now with information about what will happen if Roe is gone. They're going to talk about what to expect, how times have changed since the Roe days, and things like medication that has been used safely and effectively in other countries where abortion is extremely restricted. That's kind of scary, but probably good information. Another for Wednesday, January 9th, from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the West Tampa Branch Library, 2312 West Union Street in Tampa, is the January meeting of the Tampa Democratic Socialists of America. And then Thursday, January 10th, from 3 to 7 p.m. at 1624 East 7th Avenue in Ybor City, the Border Patrol Victims Network is organizing a vigil to remember the more than 100 people killed by the Customs and Border Patrol since 2003, and not a single agent has been charged. They want to call attention to children held in detention centers being cared for by these agents, specifically remembering Guatemalan children Jacqueline Kahl and Felipe Alonso Gomez, 7 and 8 years old, who died in December while in the care of the Border Patrol. This address is the Customs and Border Patrol Protection Office in Ybor City, but you didn't know they had one, but they are in there hiding in plain sight. Friday, January 11th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Tradition School of Herbal Studies, 2520 Central Avenue in St. Pete, there's going to be a free class, Herbal Allies for Emotional Healing. In the Western world, there's oftentimes a disconnect between emotional and physical conditions. And in this free Friday night class, they're going to discuss the connection between physical ailments and emotional manifestations in the body. And they're going to explore how herbal allies can play a supportive role for both spiritual and emotional healing, including specific indications for Western herbs, contradictions, and safety concerns. July 12th, from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Pinellas County Extension, 12520 Almerton Road in Largo, Florida-friendly landscaping educators will share information on how to successfully implement a Florida-friendly landscape in a community association setting. Also Saturday, January 12th at 2 p.m. at the Greater Mount Zion AME Church, 1045 16th Street South in St. Pete, there's going to be a community summit on life in South St. Petersburg, Community Reinvestment Area, or CRA, Restoration of voting rights, community development, state legislative issues, and education are a few of the topics that will be covered. And another for Saturday, January 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Allendale United Methodist Church, 3803 North Haynes Road in St. Pete. It's a Bernie Sanders live stream party. Join Progressive Democrats of America as they get an update from the man himself about his fight for progressive legislation in Congress and an update on his possible run for president. Meet up with great progressive neighbors and get energized and organized. Still another for January 12th, 6:30 to 10 p.m. at the Carlton Arms Clubhouse, 6699 31st Way South in St. Pete. South St. Petersburg Democratic Club is having their annual holiday party featuring a silent auction, door prizes, and lots of yummy food. Beer, wine, and mother kombucha provided. The club provides a main dish. You can bring a side dish or dessert to share. Sunday, January 13th from 5 to 6 p.m. at the St. Petersburg Public Library, 3745 9th Avenue North. The League of Women Voters is having a special orientation for new and prospective members. They are one of the most active advocacy and policy education groups in Pinellas County. Their current issues include voter engagement, environmental sustainability, gun safety, campaign finance reform, immigration, education, healthcare access, international relations, and reproductive rights. I think that about covers it. So come and learn about the League's strategies to influence change and how you can join in. And that's what's going on.
And I thank program co-host TK Weeks for a pre-recorded future events calendar this week. She does a fine job with that, doesn't she? I think so. Thank you once again. And now, the Jim Hightower commentary for this week's Spectrum 360.
Ideally, elections are about ideas. But these days, policy discussions are being shoved aside by raw partisanship and vitriol. Not only are good ideas ignored, but very bad ideas can become public policy without the public knowing it. For example, the Trump team wants to snuff out your constitutional right to free speech and assembly by putting an exorbitant fee on public protests in our nation's capital city. In other words, you'd still be, quote, free to rally for or against any policy or issue, but not for free, apparently meant to deter any more of the mass demonstrations against their policies on women, immigrant children, climate change, etc. They want each protesting group to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to the government for policing and other necessary costs of guaranteeing the public's right to protest. Corporations and billionaires would have no problem paying, but regular grassroots groups would be priced off the public lawn. Such historic protests as Martin Luther King Jr.'s 1963 march and his I Have a Dream speech couldn't have happened under Trump's Pay Me plan. I'm guessing that a good 90% of Americans, Republican, Democrat, and otherwise, would shout no to this repression of a fundamental civic right. But I'd also bet that not a single congressional candidate has even mentioned it to voters in this year's elections. Yet, in perverse Orwellian newspeak, the Trumpsters pushing the plan say it's, quote, designed to provide greater clarity about how and where demonstrations can occur in a manner that protects historically important land. This is Jim Hightower saying, come on, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. This proposal is designed to protect nothing but the bad policies of the power elites from objections by riffraff like you and me. To help stop their authoritarian power play, go to ACLU.org.
If you'd like more of Jim Hightower's real populism, check out the Hightower Lowdown. Jim's monthly newsletter gives you the real lowdown on which corporations, by name, are doing what to the middle class, our environment, and our democracy. Each month, the Hightower Lowdown brings you facts you didn't know, along with actions you can take to fight back. It also comes with a sense of humor. Hightower believes we can fight the gods and still have fun. Plus, get this, it's cheap. Only $15 brings you 12 issues a year. For real populism, go to HightowerLowdown.org.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Web on Saturday afternoons because it just got a whole lot better. Instead of giving you 1 hour to talk sports, we give you two. The most entertaining sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area, the Sports Web, is going 2 hours on Saturday afternoons on the Tan Talk Sports Network, WTAN, 1340 AM. Bring your passion, bring your excitement, just don't bring any nonsense. Hosted by Peter Blake and Sean the Sports Don every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 p.m. on the Tan Talk Sports Network.
Hi, this is Bruce Wright
and Jorge Angulo
with Revolutionary Road Radio Show on the Tan Talk Network, and we're on Monday nights at 10 p.m., and we just want to let you know about a drive we're doing to support orphaned girls in Sierra Leone and the refuges work with the homeless. You can support this effort by going to paypal.me/therefugefl or call 727-278-1547. Sponsored in part by St. Petersburg Community Acupuncture and
Angulo Law Office.
He's brought us to the brink of nuclear war, accused of obstructing justice at the FBI and of violating the Constitution by taking money from foreign governments and threatening to shut down news organizations that report the truth. If that isn't a case for impeaching and removing a dangerous president, then what has our government become? I'm Tom Steyer, and like you, I'm a citizen who knows it's up to us to do something. It's why I'm funding this effort to raise our voices together and demand that elected officials take a stand on impeachment. A Republican Congress once impeached a president for far less. Yet today, people in Congress and his own administration know that this president is a clear and present danger, who's mentally unstable and armed with nuclear weapons. And they do nothing. Join us and tell your member of Congress that they have a moral responsibility to stop doing what's political and start doing what's right. Our country depends on it.
Spectrum 360.
And now it's time for segment four for this week's radio program, Spectrum 360. Segment four, recorded and live, and it's our film reviews of the films Vice and Bohemian Rhapsody, and maybe others. It just depends how much time I have. But I want to start with the film Vice. This is an excellent film, and let's listen to the film preview audio of the film Vice.
What do you say? I want you to be my VP. I want you. You're my vice.
Well, George, I'm the CEO of a large company. And I have been Secretary of Defense. And I have been White House Chief of Staff. The vice presidency is a mostly symbolic job.
Uh-huh.
However, if we came to a different understanding, I can handle the more mundane jobs, overseeing bureaucracy, military, energy, and foreign policy.
Yeah, right. I like that.
When you have power, people will always try to take it from you, always.
Are you even more ruthless than you used to be?
So we're gonna do this thing, or what? I mean, is this happening?
I believe we can make this work.
Hot damn!
Yes, that was the audio of the film preview for the film Vice. Wow. You know, I started seeing the television advertisements for this film a few well, a few weeks ago, and was excited to see it. And a few days ago, I was able to see it. Yeah, I saw this film at the Cobb Luxury Theaters at the Tyrone Square Mall here in St. Petersburg, Florida. And it was excellent. It's a very good film. I recommend it. And it is, of course, about the vice presidency of Richard Dick Cheney, who was the vice president to George W. Bush, who was the 43rd president of the United States for two terms. And it stars Christian Bale in the title role of Richard Cheney, Dick Cheney, and Amy Adams as Lynn Cheney, Dick Cheney's wife. Also, Sam Rockwell as George W. Bush, and Steve Carell as Donald Rumsfeld, and they are the main characters in the film as they interact. And it's very accurate. I lived through that era and watched all that. I watched the presidency and the vice presidency, and all the information in that film, to my knowledge, is accurate. And it's billed as a comedy, actually, and there are a lot of funny lines in the film, and there's some sly comedy, and there's some obvious comedy as well. And it is funny, so you should go see it. But it's a very serious subject, so it's a juxtaposition of a very serious subject with a comedic attitude and a comedic take a lot of humor mixed in. But it's a very accurate film, and it's very interesting to watch. And, you know, it has all those stars in it. USA production from 2018, of course. And last night, Christian Bale won Best Actor at the Golden Globe Awards, which is the Foreign Press Association's awards to American media in film and television. And he made an acceptance speech where he indicated that his inspiration for the role was Satan. So there you have it. You can look that up on YouTube or on the internet. Christian Bale saying that his inspiration for playing Richard Dick Cheney was Satan. I'm sure he was joking, but you get the point. So that was interesting. And it is a good film, so I do suggest that you go see it. And educate yourself on what happened during the George W. Bush presidency and the Dick Cheney vice presidency. A lot of important things happened during that presidency. And this is an accurate depiction of them. And at the end of the film, it ends right before the ending credits with the astounding fact that 22 million emails were deleted by the George W. Bush administration, and that there are blackout periods for Dick Cheney as vice president where there aren't any emails archived. So here the Republican Party, you know, they relentlessly criticized Hillary Clinton for a private server and possibly some deleted emails. But they used a private server that was housed at the Republican National Committee, did not archive their emails in violation of federal law, and then deleted huge amounts of emails. 22 million. Now, I'm familiar with the figure 20 million, but in the final scene of the film, it's quoted as 22 million, which it could easily be. So that's a very serious issue, and it informs this situation that's been going on for the last 2 to 3 years now with the Hillary Clinton email controversy. Shouldn't there be a controversy about somebody or an administration that deleted 22 million emails? I think so.
Spectrum 360 with Mark Scopeman.
I went home with a waitress the way I always do. How was I to know? With the Russians too. Send lawyers, guns and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ha!
The question isn't whether he should be impeached anymore. He's the most corrupt president in American history, and we all know it. The question now is, How fast can we move past this president so we can build a more just and prosperous future? Please join the more than 6.5 million Americans who are demanding action now, because there's nothing more powerful than the unified voice of the American people. Together, we will make this happen.
Need to impeach is responsible for the content of this ad.
And then Vietnam, where, of course, there was a war that Trump avoided with multiple deferments because of his bone spurs. Now he gets to go back as president of the United States. Who says the Dodgers didn't win?
Okay, let's go to our next film review, and that is the review of the film Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
I enjoyed the show.
I also write songs.
Our lead singer just quit. Then you'll need someone new.
I love the way you move on stage. The whole room belongs to you. Don't you see what you could be?
No one will play us on the radio.
We need to get experimental.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Do it again.
One more.
How many more Galileos do you want?
Roger, there's only room in this band for one hysterical queen.
Mark these words. No one will play a queen.
Fortune favors the bold.
Freddie, concerning your private life.
What more do you need to know? I make music.
I want to give the audience a song that they can perform.
What's the lyric?
Sing it.
Ready, Freddie?
Let's do it.
We are the champions, my friend.
You need to slow down, Fred.
I just need a bit of time.
What if I don't have time?
We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losers, 'cause we are the champions.
You're a legend, Fred.
We're all legends.
And that is the film preview audio of the film Bohemian Rhapsody. Bohemian Rhapsody is the biography of Freddie Mercury, who's the lead singer of Queen until he died of AIDS. And Queen was a very successful band from the 70s and 80s and all the way up until now. In fact, they this year, 2019, they have a new tour with a new lead singer, who I'm sure is going to do a lot of imitation of Freddie Mercury. So I saw the film also at the Tyrone Luxury Theater in Tyrone Square Mall, or excuse me, the Cobb Luxury Theater at the Tyrone Square Mall in St. Petersburg, Florida. And, you know, I got to love these new theaters with the excellent sound systems and the reclining seats. They make it so much more comfortable to see a film. It's almost like being in your living room, and that makes it a really excellent experience. And the film itself is surprisingly good. It is really excellent. I really enjoyed it. I recommend it. It's a very interesting biography of Freddie Mercury and his relationship with the band Queen and the band Queen itself. So I recommend it. And it stars Rami Malek in the lead title role of Freddie Mercury, and he's very good in that role. I became a fan of his work, his acting, when I saw him in the television program series The Pacific on HBO about the U.S. Marine Corps in the Pacific Theater during World War II. And he was excellent in that. And he's excellent in this role as well. And it's a very interesting story. A lot of twists and turns, a lot of interesting things, a lot of insights about the band itself. So it's very well worth seeing. And it's very well worth watching all the way to the end. And last night at the Golden Globe Awards, once again, there was an award for this film. And it received the Best Film Award. And that was excellent. Very, very good. And the Golden Globes were last night, Sunday, the 6th of January, 2018. I was able to see part of them. And it was very good. There was a Lifetime Achievement Award given to Jeff Bridges, and then a video of his acting career of 5 decades. Very interesting. Of course, he was the son of Lloyd Bridges and the brother to Beau Bridges. And I remember in the 1960s, his father, Lloyd Bridges, starring in the television series Sea Hunt. And that was an interesting aspect of the Golden Globes Awards as well. But Bohemian Rhapsody did win Best Film from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association at the Golden Globes last night. So, that wraps up our brief film reviews of the films Vice and the films and the film Bohemian Rhapsody. Excellent films. There's a lot of other excellent films out there now. Go see the good ones. And these are two of those. Two really good films.
Spectrum 360.
And that completes this week's Spectrum 360 radio program for Monday, the 7th of January, 2019, the first program for the new year of 2019. So come back next week, and we'll also have co-host TK Weeks joining us on next week's program, and we will do a preview of the Women's March events that will be happening Saturday, the 19th of January, 2019, in Freedom Plaza in downtown Washington, D.C. And the radio program Spectrum 360 staff will be there in person covering the events of the Women's March. So look for the preview of all those events on next week's program. So come back next week for more Spectrum 360! Spectrum 360 is produced by Sunburst Media Productions and originates from St. Petersburg, Florida. Executive producer, host, audio engineer, and senior reporter, Mark Skogman. Associate producer, Terry Weeks. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. for 1 hour and online anytime via podcast. To access the podcast, go to www.facebook.com/Spectrum360radio program and click on the program link. Or go to www.tantalk1340.com, click on podcasts, and click on Spectrum 360. Thank you to all our listeners and supporters and the staff of Spectrum 360. Listen next week for another interesting, informative, and entertaining Spectrum 360 radio program.
That's all, folks.